The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzi, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, tries to determine the difference between a person's own admission versus when a person is faced with two edim, two witnesses, saying something that he did or didn't do. And the Gemara says that a person's own admission in comparison to the Adam saying that he's in a certain situation. And the Gemara says, you can't compare the two. We have a situation where a person's own admission is stronger than Adam. And therefore, we cannot bring a raya, says the Gemara, that if a person is moida b'miksas, he's chayiv shvua. Certainly, if Adam put him into a situation of moida b'miksas, he should certainly be chayiv shvua. Why? So says the Gemara, malapiv, a person by his own admission shekem chayiv karbon. His own admission could make him be chayiv a carbon. If a person, for example, admits that he ate chaylev, he'll have to bring a carbon chattis. Toim be'edim, that if edim come and say that he did an aveir for which he's chayiv carbon, she'em chayiv an oisei carbon. That edim can't make him be chayiv a carbon, as the Gemara explains, as the Chacham hold, the Pasuk says, regarding the obligation of bringing a carbon, say the Chachamim, only if he by his own admission admits that he did the aveir for which there's a chiv carbon chatos, is he obligated to bring a carbon chatos? Otherwise, he's not. Says the Gemara. So we see that sometimes a person can end up being more liable by his own admission versus by the testimony of two Adam, says the Gemara Holokasha. That isn't a compelling proof. Because of Chia, that says that Adam are stronger than his own admission always, holds like Rameya, Dama Adam Chayv and I say carbon. The Adam indeed, if Adam say that somebody did an aveir for which he's Chayv a carbon, he will indeed have to bring a carbon because of a Kalvachimer. And the Gemara quotes the opinion of Reb Meir, which is in a Mishnah Masech the Krisis Tafura Aleph of Mebeis. The Tanan. The Mishnah says, Amlo Shnaim Achal Techelev, two people told him you ate Techelev Bishoyig, and you have to bring a carbon chattis. He says, I didn't eat, and I'm not chayiv a carbon. Ramey says, he's chayiv to bring the carbon, the chaman poitrim. And Omer Ramey, and Ramey to support his position, says the following kalvachoymer. Im yivu shnayim l'day misa chamura, if two Adam have the ability to bring a person to chayiv misa, if two Adam say testimony that the person did an aveira for which there's a chayiv misa, will kill the person. Isn't it certain lo yivu l'day carbon akal? Certainly the Adam should be able to obligate a person to bring a carbon, which is a lot less serious than misa. Amrloi, so the Chum respond to Remeya, your argument is not a good argument. Because a carbon chatos is only brought if somebody did the aveira b'shoigik. Ma'ayir tzolayim, what will happen if this person will say mezer yisi? That I indeed, like you, the Adam, say, ate the non-kosher meat, ate the chalev, but it was amazed. I won't be chayiv a carbon, because you only bring a carbon if you did the aveir b'shoyi. And therefore, your argument is not a good argument, say the chachamim to Rameya. So Tosfos and many Rishonim on the spot ask an obvious question. What's the Gemara's argument? What are the argument of the Chachamim? That he could have said, that this individual could have said, I was amazed, And since I was amazed, I'm not mechuyev to bring a carbon. Ask Tosfos, how can we believe a person to say, mezid a yisi? Don't we have a klal? B'chol atayr kula, ein adam meisim atzmei rosha. So how do we believe a person when he says that I ate this carbon, that I ate this meat that's non-kosher, b'mezid? So Tosfos answers, this person, when he's saying this, is not saying it because he's coming to Best and saying, I did an Aveira. He's doing it b'derech tshuva. He doesn't want to be over the Isser of bringing Chulin Bazara. He doesn't want to bring a carbon that he's not obligated to bring. That isn't considered a situation of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. The Miri says another word that we only say Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha when it comes to saying that the person did an Aveira for which there'll be a Chiv Misa. Here is no Chiv Misa, so we don't say Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. The Shita quotes the Marie Katz, that just like we believe a person when he says, I did an Aveira b'shoigig, and because of that, he'll be obligated to bring a carbon. It goes the other way around, that if the person says, I'm not mechuyev a carbon, then we believe him. Karbonas are different, because we believe a person by his own word to be chayev a carbon. So similarly, we believe a person on his own word to be potter from a carbon. Tosfos, however, Masechet Yevamos, Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Ve'Ein, says a whole different approach. His approach is that Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha is a concept in Eidus. We don't believe a person to make himself into a Rasha, and that based on his testimony, he won't be a kosher aid. But in other areas of halacha, we believe a person, even if based on what he's saying, he will be considered a rasha. And the basis for understanding this whole concept and how to apply the concept of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha is, says Rabbi Chanan in his Sefer Kibbutz Ha'aretz, Simen Chof Beis Ois Aleph. He has a discussion, why is there a halacha of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha? So Rashi, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tes Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Rava, explains that the reason Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha is because Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmei, a person, just like a relative, is never allowed to say Eidus. There's no bigger relative to oneself than himself. And that's why you can't say Eidus about yourself, because you're carved to yourself, Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. However, Rabbi Chanan says a different explanation in Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. And that is, a person has no right to make himself to say that he did something wrong. It has nothing to do with Helchus Eidus. And the Nafka Mina will be, according to the first Pshat, that's what Tosfos Masechta Yevamos is saying. That Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha is only applicable when we're speaking about Eidus, not any other area in Halacha. If we say, however, that Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha is a much more fundamental concept, that we don't believe a person to say about himself that he did something wrong, then it won't be necessarily connected to Eidus. But it won't change what Tosfos says here, that if the person's saying it derech tshuva, to bring a carbon that he's supposed to bring, or not bring a carbon that he's not supposed to bring, they will say, Ein Adam Meisim Rasha. And there's a shas of tshuvas meral nach, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. The halacha is that koyin shaharagas a nefesh, If a kohen ever killed someone, such a kohen is not supposed to do duchen. What happens if nobody knows that this kohen killed anyone? The kohen himself is the one that comes and says, I once killed someone, and therefore I am disqualified from duchening. Says the Maral Nach, he won't be allowed to duchen. And we don't have here a concept, and we don't have here, says the Maral Nach, a concern of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha, because since his entire point in this admission is to prevent himself from doing something wrong, he's not supposed to duchen. Because he knows that unfortunately he killed someone. And that's why he's making this admission that isn't called Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha. Very much in line with the concept of Tosfos. The Shaal HaTshuvos, Shivas Tzion. The Shivas Tzion was the son of the Noida Behuda. And Simon Nun Beis discusses the following Shaila. Discusses a Shaila where there was a Shaychet who was deathly ill. And he asked a Rav to come see him. There was no one else in the room. And the Shaychet admitted that he did terrible Averis. And not only did he do terrible Averis, he also declared meat that was not kosher as kosher. He shechted with a knife that was pogum, that shouldn't be used for shechita. But what happened was that the Shaychet, a miracle happened, and the Shaychet got well. The Rav obviously does now not want that Shaychet to Shecht anymore. And the Shaychet now starts to deny that he ever admitted that he did something wrong. What's the halacha? So, says the Shivat Zion, that since we learned now in Tosfos that if somebody makes an admission, b'derech tshuva, there we don't say ein oda meisim atzmai rasha, and he's believed. Since this shaychet made this admission under such circumstances, we can't let him shecht. Not only that, if we have to kasher all the kalim that were used for the meat that this shaychet shecht.